How did Linder do with the transition last week, and what kind of season did he have for it?
I think he's been unbelievable. I think you know, last week, you know, I think it was a big test for him going against Poe, who I think is one of the best in the NFL, and he did a really good job, you know. So I'm excited for him. It's good to see, you know, a guy be able to change positions and excel the way he has and kind of take ownership of the offensive line room with making all the calls and doing all that stuff, and I think he's played his butt off.
What were some of the challenges he faced with the transition to Nathaniel?
I think more so, I think there was a little more on his plate with the switchover as far as making calls and kind of making sure all those guys are on the same page. You know, and it was also, we wanted to help those guys out a little bit more, and we will continue to try and help those guys out up front. And you know, that puts a little more on his plate with, you know, which way to slide the line and doing stuff like that. And then we'll get those guys some help with some chips, and some different things.
How much, like last week, you're probably just trying to survive to get to the game with Hackett. Over the last couple of days, have you guys talked more philosophically about what your stamp's going to be?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been good. And, you know, I think everybody just kind of figured that it'd be, you know, a bit of a challenge last week with change and Nathaniel taking over it, and it really wasn't. You know, he did a good job of kind of making it a smooth transition and kind of, you know, keeping the things we were doing well, keeping those in and adjusting a couple things. But I think, you know, to have a full week now going in, no surprises, no turnover or change or anything like that, I think it'll only be better. I think it'll help us, you know, kind of find a rhythm.
What was his demeanor like in the communication headset?
He was really good. I mean, one thing about Nathaniel is he's not going to change. That's for sure. You know, he's always going to be himself. He enjoys and loves football. Loves being around it, loves calling games, loves game planning, and has fun doing, you know, all of the above.
Like, you feel in that huddle, you guys get some momentum from running the ball. I mean, obviously you hadn't done that at all
in
the first seven, right? But did you feel it from the line, the backs?
Yeah, definitely. You could tell those guys felt good about it. I think anytime you run for 200 yards in the NFL, that's a big day, and that's something to be proud of. And I know those guys are proud of it. I think, you know, one thing that's you know, I think for us is we felt, even though going for 200 and whatever, that we still left a lot of yards on the field. And you know, Nathaniel does a good job, because we haven't done that. Everybody was excited. You know, look what we did. Obviously, people were upset we didn't win. But look what we were able to do in the run game. And he made sure to make a point of, you know, the yards we left on the field and things we can be better at and still continue to get better at.
What do you have to do differently in the second half of the season to make sure that when you have those big play moments that they get executed?
You know, I think just continue to work them. I think, you know, we've changed some stuff up in practice to where we can get an opportunity to throw some big passes more, to rep that a little bit more. So I think that'll help out. But, you know, I think it just comes down to it. You can talk about it and say what you're going to do, but you just got to go make the play. And we haven't always done that.
Did you see anything on film from the two deep balls that you did miss with, you know, whether it was footwork or?
Yeah, no. You know, both just missed throws, you know, and that happens. You would like for it not to happen, but it did. And, you know, I think one thing that's cool about Nathaniel, and to his credit, is he's not going to shy away because we miss a shot. You know, he comes back and calls the same play again, and we get it to Marquise for a big play. We continue to give A-Rob shots. So I think he's going to continue to call those, and I'll continue to throw them. And, you know, I fully believe that we'll start to hit them at one point.
How confident is Marquise right now, just with what he's been able to do the last, you know, pretty much the whole season?
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. You know, he's been fun to watch. He's been fun to play with. I think, you know, you're able to see every time he touches the ball what he can do with it, you know, how explosive he is, you know, how fast he is and what he can do. So it's definitely, with Marquise, you know, get him the ball as quick as possible and let him go to work.
Is he a guy who seems to create a lot of separation? When you rewatch the tape, it seems like he's open a lot when you hit him.
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that I think has rare ability to kind of, you know, stay at one speed in and out of cuts. You know, he doesn't slow down to change direction. He stays at full speed, and I think that's rare and it's hard to do. And I think that's, you know, what you're talking about allows him to create separation.
You've talked about having confidence in him before, but I'm sure that there was just a little bit of, like, you know, if he can only stay healthy. Is this kind of what you thought you would see from him? And when did you really kind of fully develop the confidence that, yeah, okay, this is what we're going to get week in, week out?
Right. Yeah, you know, I think this is what everybody expected to see out of Marquise. And, you know, unfortunately, that the first 2 years he was banged up and had to deal with some stuff. But this is kind of what everybody knew he could be and the player he could be. And it's good to see him kind of grow and continue to grow into that player. And he's still each and every week, because he hasn't played a whole lot when you think of it, you know, really compared to A-Rob and Hearns. You know, he's still learning and figuring some things out, but he's been awesome. He's been a pleasure to work with and a pleasure to play with.
Watching tape of Houston, how big of a loss was J.J. Watt, and how impressed have you been by Clowney?
Yeah, obviously, anytime you lose a player like that, you know, it's going to hurt. He's you know, defensive player of the year, candidate every year for a reason. He's an unbelievable football player. But they have some good other players as well. You know, Merciless is playing really well. 55's playing good. Clowney's playing extremely well, like you said. So it'll still be a challenge even without JJ.
Showing that the running game can be a threat, how much does that open up play calling for future weeks?
You know, I think it helps out a ton. I think us being able to show that we can do that, and I think now it's going to be able to find out, can we do it on a consistent basis, week in and week out against different teams, find ways to run the football. So I think that'll be a challenge for us, but we're excited about it. I think last week was a good start, for us getting our running game headed in the right direction.
They blitzed you a lot the four times you faced them. Are they showing a lot of those tendencies again this year?
Yeah, I don't think as much. You know, their big thing is they want to bring five guys and make sure they're one-on-one up front with everybody. It's kind of their MO, and they do a good job of creating looks to get you in one-on-one protection stuff. And then they play coverage. So I think for us it'll be, when we're in those looks and opportunities, can we hold up front 5-on-5? And then when we get opportunities, let's help Chip Merciless and Clowney and do some different things to slow those guys down. And then also find ways to get the ball out and not be standing back there holding it forever.
You had a lot to do with 200 yards on the ground. You had like 50. How comfortable are you running it? Is that something that maybe should be more to try and, add a spark?
Yeah, it's part of our offense. I think running the zone read and scrambling around and doing all that stuff, I think it creates problems for a defense. I think it kind of keeps them on their toes. It makes them stay honest. And it's part of who we are and what we do. So I think it's good. I think it's something we'll always have. That'll be a part of the game plan. Not sure how big or how small. But I think it helps our offense out.
And not even with the design stuff, but just when you drop back and your first two maybe reads aren't there, are you getting more comfortable just saying, hey, I can go and get 7 yards and do it safely without picking it
up? Yeah, definitely. And, that's something that Nathaniel's huge on. If there's not 1, 2, 3 aren't there, take off and go gain positive yards. I think that's something that I need to do more of, as far as kind of, keeping us on track and not taking a sack or throwing it away. When there's nobody there, I think there's always a good opportunity to go pick up a couple yards.
How much does the experience against Houston and seeing what they do really, really well help you moving into this game?
Yeah, it's good. Anytime you get to play an AFC South opponent, like them, it's kind of you've seen them. I think I've seen them, six times now or four times now. This will be the fifth. So you're familiar with personnel. You're familiar with scheme. It's been the same group of coaches there since I've been here. So it's good to have familiarity with that. But at the end of the day, it still all comes down to execution and just going and making plays.